Okay, so wherever you are, finding a comfortable position. And if your body is feeling a little stubborn and doesn't want to feel comfortable right now, that's okay. Just allow it to be just as it is. For trying to relax or trying to feel a certain way can be stressful. And so we just want to allow the body to be just as it is for right now. Knowing that you can listen to this meditation sitting up or lying down or even walking around. But for the full effect of a relaxation and healing experience, I encourage you to find a comfortable position sitting or lying. And allowing your eyes to close and your body to begin to relax. Beginning to let go of anything that was on your mind. Anything keeping you from being the person you wanted to be, doing the things you wanted to do, having the things you wanted to have. Letting go of anything that's been keeping you in bondage. And over the next few minutes, we're going to take a walk in the woods. And if there's another place in your mind that feels safer or more comfortable, you can absolutely choose that different place. But for the purposes of this meditation, we're going to imagine doing what the Japanese call forest bathing. For as we allow ourselves to imagine or even literally take a walk in the woods, a walk in the forest, even a walk in an open, beautiful field around now when everything is blossoming and coming to life. Nature has a lot to teach us if we are willing to listen, observe, and learn. And there is something that the physical body observes in nature called fractals. Fractals are patterns that can be heard as well as seen and even smelled. And those patterns have the blueprint that we need for physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual healing. And so as you allow your body to relax as deeply as it can, noticing where there's pain and discomfort, and noticing where the body may feel numb, and noticing where the body may feel pleasure. Pleasure can come in all forms. It can come in enjoying what you imagine seeing. It can come in enjoying a sound that you're listening to. Pleasure can be feeling the comfort of socks around your toes. It can be in feeling the fresh air and the breath inside of your lungs. Whatever brings pleasure to your physical body, notice that now, or remember and imagine what those pleasures are for you. And so as you breathe and release and relax, imagine finding yourself on a nature path. Take a moment to look down and notice what this path looks like for you. Does it look like grass or stones? Maybe a forest floor of pine needles and leaves? Just notice what the forest path floor looks like for you. Imagine feeling the texture underneath your feet. Noticing any sounds it makes as you begin to take steps down this path. And as you stand up tall, allowing yourself to fully take a breath in of this pure, clean forest air, imagine the smells that you would smell in this peaceful place. Imagine those smells now. As you allow your eyes to wander, notice what you see as you follow this path. Notice how the sunlight peeps through the canopy of the trees, shining light and illuminating various ferns, wildflowers, even some mushrooms growing on a fallen log. As you allow your gaze to lift upwards, noticing squirrels and chipmunks running around the branches, did you see that butterfly fly by? What color do you imagine that butterfly was? Can you imagine it being so quiet that you can hear the fluttering of its wings? As you breathe in, and as you breathe out, as you walk along that path, you begin to hear something. Not only the sound beneath your feet, the rustling of the leaves as the squirrels and different animals walk around. Can you notice the sound of trickling water? Creek flowing through the forest. Allow yourself to go off the path just a little bit. Notice how close that creek is to the path. Can you notice a bench next to the creek? Allow yourself to take a rest on this bench. As you breathe in, and as you breathe out, allow yourself to feel that feeling. Feeling that often we don't want to feel. That feeling of grief. The sensation of loss. For we've all lost and grieved something at some point in our lives, sometimes many times. And the body remembers what that feels like. We want to allow that mountain creek to help us hold it and move it today. For the water always keeps flowing. The wind and the breeze always keeps flowing. And the earth keeps growing through all cycles and seasons of life. And so by bringing a gentle, loving attention to those feelings of grief and loss that we've experienced in the past and maybe are experiencing now, we can allow ourselves to breathe and release, and give that part of ourselves everything it needs to be able to heal and relieve itself from that deep pain that we can feel. Knowing that the more we release and heal this pain of grief and loss, the more the veil can be lifted that allows us to connect with the energy of what was lost. And when we connect to the energy, we realize that it's always been there. For it lives on within us, within our memories, within ourselves. And it lives on within the infinite energy and collective consciousness of this world and all the worlds that are out there in the universe. And so as you rest on this bench, listening and watching that water flow by, imagine for a moment that you can take your hands and breathe out that grief and that loss into your hands. Allow yourself to hold that energy now. As you breathe it out, allow it to form in a symbolic or metaphorical way. Allow it to form an image and an object that you hold in your hands. Do that now. And if an image doesn't come to you right away, that's okay. Notice where you feel that sensation of loss and grief in your body. Allow the breath to lift it and move it for you as you breathe into that part of the body, allowing your breath to scoop it and carry it right out of the body into your hands. Just notice the weight of it as you hold it. If an image comes, just notice what it looks like. As you breathe in, and as you breathe out, allow yourself to swaddle it. Wrap it in a loving cloth, just like you would wrap a newborn. Wrap it, swaddle it, allowing it to feel safe and secure. As you hold it gently but firmly, just like a newborn. And hold it close to your heart as you bring your hands up to really imagine holding this newborn, holding this object, holding this sensation, this energy of grief and loss. You've wrapped it, helping it feel safe and secure, and now just hold it next to your heart. As you allow yourself to stand up, returning to the path, we're going to take it for a walk. As you find the gentle rhythm as you walk, allowing your body to sway left and sway right, just how we naturally do when we're trying to soothe a newborn. We want to allow and offer that soothing, comforting energy to that part of yourself that feels that grief and that loss. So as you hold that energy close to your heart, allow yourself to gently walk, swaying left to right as you follow that forest path. As you breathe in, And as you breathe out, not trying to make anything happen, you're simply allowing yourself to keep company, to be present with this part of yourself. Hearing the sounds beneath your feet as you step left and right, left and right. Remembering to look around you. Noticing all the various shades of green and brown and the flickers of color as the bird flies by and the butterfly is still out there landing on different flowers. Noticing up ahead an animal crossing your path. Notice what animal it is as it pauses and turns to look at you. Allow yourself to stand still on that path, looking into the eyes of this beautiful creature. As you allow it to look into you, for it also has known grief and loss in its lifetime, and it sends you knowing and wisdom and that sense of understanding that it knows exactly what you're feeling. And it knows exactly how you're going to heal. And then it continues back into the forest, allowing you to continue down the path, still holding that part of you close to your heart, breathing in and breathing out. And the sound of the creek becomes louder again, noticing that it's creeping close to the path once again. And you choose to take a rest. So stepping off of the path, finding that bench. It's a comfortable bench. Lots of moss has grown over it, making it extra squishy. Allow yourself to sit and rest on this bench. And as you listen and watch the water flow by, take another look at that part of you that you've been holding. Has it changed? Is the weight of it different? Notice how it feels different. Just notice it and be with it for a moment. As you breathe in, and as you breathe out, there are many layers to this part. Some layers may be ready to flow down the creek of life, and some layers of this energy may still need to be held close to your heart. So in your mind's eye, sifting out that part of you that was had that grief and loss. Sift out the parts that are ready to gently flow down that forest creek, the flowing water of life itself. and the part of you that still needs to be held. And the parts of you that are ready to flow down, fully being released and set free. Allow yourself to see them floating now on the creek, placing them gently on the water, and watch them flow down the creek, all the way around the bends and twists and turns, for water always knows where it's going, and it doesn't let anything get in its path. It always finds a way. So you let that part of you flow free, knowing that you don't need to feel that pain anymore. As you breathe in, and as you breathe out, returning your attention to any part that's remaining in your hands, rewrapping it, making it a nice, secure swaddle, allowing it to be held, and pulling it close to your heart. With the sound of the river and the sound of the creek, the sound of the forests, allow yourself to sway it back and forth. Back and forth. Rock that part of you. Soothe it. Hold it. Let that part know that it's going to be okay. For every emotion, it's its own process, its own cycle that it needs to go through. And it can't be rushed. But as we feel it, we heal it. As we hold it close to our hearts, just like a newborn, we allow it to cry, we allow it to move, we allow it to flow. As we breathe in, and as we breathe out, allow yourself to rock that part of you left and right, back and forth, back and forth. And standing once again, returning to the path, and looking up ahead, you notice an opening. The path has led you to an open field. Take a moment to stand at the forest's edge and look out on the field. Allow the sun's warmth to meet your face, warming all parts of you and sending special light to that part that you're holding in your hands close to your heart. As you breathe in deeply and release it gently. And if you choose, you can take a walk in the field, or you can return to the forest. Allow that feeling that you're holding close to your heart to guide you. What does that part need? Does it need to feel the safety and security of the forest? Does it need to hear the gentle rhythms of the forest creek? Or is it ready to walk in that open field, take that deep breath in and to be released like a bundle of butterflies. Allow that part to guide you. Follow your path now. As you breathe in, and as you breathe out, finding that comfortable bench again, either the one in the forest by the creek, or the one that you notice right there in the field, with that perfect view of the sunset. As you once again bring your hands down into your lap and just noticing that part of yourself, let that part of you know that there's nothing it needs to do. Everything you are doing is enough. You are enough. And the answers will come. And you are ready to listen to that part of you, to listen, to love it and support it, to breathe with it, to move it, and to release it for your highest good when the time is right for you. And so as you continue to hold it, allowing that energy to be just as it is, allowing your ears to perk up and notice all the sounds around you, allowing your eyes to gaze upward, noticing what you see. Allowing your eyes to close as you inhale to smell the aromas that surround you in this peaceful, safe place. Allow your skin to feel the sensations of that perfect temperature, the perfect breeze. Allow your skin to feel the sensations of that peaceful, safe place now. As you breathe in, and as you breathe out, if energy continues to remain in your hands, find a special pocket right by your heart. You can keep it for safekeeping, allowing it to continue its healing process all by itself, knowing that whether you choose to walk in the woods or an open field or anywhere else that feels safe and peaceful, that part of you will always remain close to your heart, healing and transforming as all life does, all by itself. There's nothing more you need to do, for everything you're doing is enough. You are enough. And as you breathe and release and relax as deeply as you can, you realize that all is well, for you are able to connect in this place, in this space, with all the resources and the energies and the spirits, all that is lost can be found in this place, within you and around you. We can tap into infinite knowledge, infinite memory, and infinite sensations. It's all there for you. As you breathe in, and as you breathe out. And knowing that you can return to this safe, peaceful place whenever you wish. Slowly coming back to today, back to now, back to this room. As you breathe in, and as you breathe out, beginning to wiggle your fingers and wiggle your toes. Coming all the way back now, all the way back. And when you're ready, taking a deep breath in and opening your eyes, noticing how you feel. And once again, bowing your head to your heart, thanking yourself for the courage it takes to feel these uncomfortable feelings. And feeling gratitude for the power of the breath and the power of nurturing and loving all parts of ourselves to heal and bring us freedom.